Steve Mnuchin knew he was in for a rough ride with the Senate Jobs, Energy, and Community Development Committee. State senators confirm all commissioners and department heads, and Mnuchin needed them to okay his double role as Ventura's Commissioner of Commerce and Public Service. Many senators have expressed irritation at what they see as Ventura's heavy-handed attempt to merge the two departments without their input, and Mnuchin went into the committee meeting trying to mend fences.
What I can tell you is we've made a few mistakes in the administration. I've certainly made a few mistakes along the way. It has been an interesting learning process. Were I to do it all over again, I would clearly prefer full involvement.
But the senators were not in a conciliatory mood. Senators from both parties voted overwhelmingly to deny Mnuchin both his jobs, and Senate leaders made it known that a similar vote could be expected from the full Senate. Majority Leader Roger Moe called on Mnuchin to resign. Mnuchin's chief critic was Committee Chairman Steve Novak, who says he opposed the confirmation in part because he thinks it's a bad idea to merge the two departments.
They have combined the regulation of seven industries that together have a multi-billion dollar impact on the economy of the state. Nobody was asked their opinion. The public was not allowed the opportunity to weigh in. Previous employees of this department have come to me expressing concerns about the inability now of this department to respond in terms of its regulatory mode and also whether or not the public will be adequately protected.
But Novak also made it clear that the vote was meant as a message to Governor Ventura about his governing style.
I would suggest to him, as a friend and a colleague in this state government of ours, that we would all be better served if he spent just a little bit more time learning the processes of government and working with us in a more cooperative way.
Commissioner Mnuchin would not comment on the vote, but within hours, Governor Ventura called Capitol reporters together to lash out at what he sees as legislative vindictiveness.
Judge him on his qualifications to do the job. Don't judge him because there may be people over there that may be angry with me as a governor. And this is their recourse. They will take it out on Commissioner Steve Mnuchin instead of me. I asked them to come over and look me eye to eye.
There is a growing number of legislators willing to say they don't like Ventura. Shortly after the Senate committee vote, the Minnesota House took up the possibility of overriding one of Ventura's vetoes from the end of last year, specifically a veto of planning money for a state World War II memorial. One representative after another took turns on the floor to criticize the governor for vetoing the money and to express how they were insulted by the infamous pig stamp that Ventura used when he vetoed it, his way of calling it pork. In the end, the House voted not to override the governor, mainly because Speaker Steve Swigum does not want to antagonize Ventura right off the bat. Still, the atmosphere has clearly changed as compared to last year, and lawmakers feel freer to say what they think about the governor. When Senator Novak was asked whether the governor's honeymoon period was finally over, Novak challenged the premise of the question.
I never knew that we got married.
For now, Ventura says he will stick with Mnuchin as far as the process takes him. Presumably that means right through a vote from the full Senate. Never in recent memory has the Minnesota Senate voted to reject a governor's appointee to a cabinet-level post. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.